wisdom of God in a mystery.
I want you to understand it. It's a mystery.
We speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. That means to these people, it's a mystery. It's a mystery.
Because it is given unto you, read on, to know the mystery.
Mystery, even a mystery, hid from ages through history. Generations, but now is made manifest to his saints, the nation victory.
You're listening to, Mystery of the Bible.
Now, since Mysteries of the Bible has been on the air, our main goal was to establish truth according to God.
Welcome to Mysteries of the Bible. Welcome to another season of Mysteries of the Bible. I am your host, Mr. Powers, and I would like to introduce my co-host.
St. James, what's going on, Mr. Powers? How are you doing tonight, sir?
I'm doing good. How are you, St. James? Welcome back.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate it, and also I appreciate the time and patience. You know, we were a little bit under the weather, had a little bit of the vid, so, you know, had a little delay in the start of season three, so I definitely appreciate it. Praise God Almighty that everybody's all right, so.
Yeah, thank our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for that, and making sure that everybody out there is healthy and you know, taking care of themselves, because, you know, the Rona's out there, so. And be careful. We're going to talk about that later on during the season. I'm happy to be back in season three. There's a lot that we're going to be covering. St. James, we're going to be kicking it off with a topic that you want to definitely introduce, which is going to catapult and introduce the season to everybody, St. James. So whenever you're ready, we can kick it in, man. I mean, we got a lot that we're going to be going into.
Yes,
people,
sir.
St. James are going to be so amazed when you know, we're going right into it, St. James. People are going to be so amazed with the information that's going to be coming out. You're going to know, without a shadow of a doubt, and you're going to be bearing witness that you're going to hear the ones that have been with Jesus, because we have been with the one that is teaching Jesus. You're going to know that. Without a shadow of a doubt, with all the information that's going to come out. And this is information that is pertinent to your soul and your salvation and your everlasting life. So everybody, sit back and enjoy this ride, because it's going to be a bumpy one. St. James.
Well, that's actually a perfect segue right there, though, sir, because you said, you know, it's going to be for your soul, and that's exactly what the first episode in season three is titled, what? Choose Life.
Choose Life. Amazing. Choose
Life. Make the right choice. But it is up to you, ultimately. All right, but why start off? I mean, all right, so we had the first season, second season. I was really kind of just more introducing everyone to of course, right, the information that we had been taught by the greatest prophet of our generation, only God sent come for the holy apostle and chief high priest, Tazadakia.
That's right.
To give us and provide us all the content to even be able to put out on this platform. So first and foremost, we absolutely have to give credit. Right, where that credit is due. But, you know, the things are moving so fast. So after we had that, so we got everyone introduced, kind of, all right, so this is what the truth is. This is real. All right, this is the basic introduction. Now it's time to be like, look, now we got to make sure that everything is out there, because we don't know how much time we're going to be allowed to be able to have on these platforms.
Right.
Once more and more information starts coming out.
Right. That's correct. With things, and like you mentioned, things moving so fast. And the plans is, you know, the plans which we're going to be revealing as the episodes come in, the plans that's being introduced and being unveiled and being made clear and clear as the days go by is going to show how what we're saying makes more sense. That we might not even be able to speak on this platform pretty soon, because, you know, your rights is pretty much being taken away, and a lot of people are no longer going to have rights. So, you know, we'll see how that goes. We'll play it by ear. But there's a lot of information that's going to be coming out, like I mentioned, and the depths of it. I mean, we're going to try to cover as much as we can and enough for everybody to be able to just wake up. But we're going to start off with your class. I mean, Choose Life. I love that title, St. James.
Yes, sir. Man, praise. You can never say it enough. I'm excited. So let's get moving. So we're gonna get
praise our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I know you was gonna finish that, so let me finish it for you.
Yeah, thank you, sir. Just like Acts, we will start in Acts the 13th chapter, sir. Because one of the things that we have tried to show and try to make explicitly clear is that how we you know, Mr. Powers, St. James, you know, how we are able to get on and even give any of this information is, again, because why we have been taught by the one who was taught by God the Father, like Mr. Powers started with, the Holy God sent some for the Holy Apostle and Chief High Priest Azadakia. And that's how we show and demonstrate what we actually are on the inner circle, meaning what that we have been, that our Lord King and Savior Jesus Christ actually, was actually communicating with his prophets to give them the message to give to the people of God to make sure that they were prepared for the things that are coming.
That's amazing.
Yes, sir. You want to say, come on.
No, I'm going to say you mentioned a key word, inner circle, and a lot of people have no idea what that means, but God has an inner circle, just like the rulers of darkness, which we're going to be revealing later on, you know, throughout the season, who that is. They have their inner circle that work directly with Satan. God has his inner circle that work with him directly, and that's the God sent Comforter, the Holy Apostle, and Chief High Priest, Tzedakah, the one that Christ prophesied that will come and teach us directly. This is how all this information is possible. And somebody might hear this and say, wow, that makes so much sense. Well, how did you get this information? We are letting you know where the information is coming from. It's coming from Christ through his prophet, the prophet of God the Father, who is the one set to teach us. And actually, the one to bring, as he mentioned himself, to raise up that 144,000, that elite group of people, that inner circle that's going to be coming very shortly, St. James. When I say coming in the forefront, because the majority of those people is already here in the flesh. So there's just going to be time to reveal who they are at that point in time when God wakes them up. So we understand that. So this is why we are in this platform. This is why we're in this forum. This is why we're doing what we have to do to make sure that the word of God gets spread throughout the four corners of the earth. St. James.
Absolutely. Yes, sir. Because nobody can just stand up, right? You can't just stand up and say that you're sent by God without being able to demonstrate, well, why?
Exactly. Exactly.
So if you can't answer why, if somebody's trying to claim that they've been sent by our Lord King and Savior Jesus Christ, and they can't say, well, all right, well why were you sent? And they sitting there with this dumb blank look in their face, you know, right away, like, nah, man, y'all not part of the inner circle. You don't know what you're talking about. Like, no, just shut down right there.
Amazing.
So why? Why now? Right. And part of it that we already covered is because, you know, there was, you know, for a while now, there's been really two messages that you've heard from the Israelite Church of God and Jesus Christ before the pandemic hit, when you may have some people may have seen us in different cities and recognized us at different speaking or unit work or speak to somebody from the church. It was really only focused on what, like the doctrine of repentance and the destruction of Babylon. Those are the two main things that are coming out. But why? Why did that change? And why is that so necessary? And this is all what comes right back to showing that, yeah, this is why we are in a circle. Why? Because we know what that why actually is.
Right. And before you move forward, St. James, can you just explain to everybody what is Babylon? So people out there know what Babylon is. You mentioned the destruction of Babylon. There's the doctrine of repentance. I guess something that people don't know out there, I know you can explain it. And but just for the people that don't know, what is Babylon? And what is that destruction that's going to be coming to Babylon? Well, at least let us know what Babylon is.
I'm about to say, so you want to go through like all of season three right now?
No, I mean, just so people know, you know, they have an idea what Babylon is. In case they're asking, we could just touch on that later on.
Right. Well, Babylon is the great melting pot.
Love the way you put that.
Right. Oh, because that's going to be the title of the second show. So like I said, we're going to give them the whole season. But now Babylon being America.
That's right.
Right. So that's Babylon the Great being America on this side. Right. Of Babylon. So, great. Yes.
The great melting pot. Episode two.
Episode 2, sir. All right. That's a bold statement to say, all right, well, you're in the inner circle and we know why. All right, well, let's just go to now an example. Right, an example. We're going to go to the New Testament on to actually explain really succinctly in one verse why was it John the Baptist himself came and what he came to preach. So let's go to Acts chapter 13 and verse 24 to start, please, sir.
Acts 13, verse 23.
Yes, sir. You can read that whenever you're ready, sir. 24.
I'm sorry. Verse 24. Okay. Acts chapter 13, verse 24. And again, we quote it so everybody could know where we're at, so you can follow along. So we're in the King James Version of the Bible, 1611, King James Version, and we're in the book of Acts chapter 13, verse 24. When John had first preached before his coming, the baptism of repentance to all the people of Israel.
All right, so now let's look at that, right? So when John, so who's this speaking about? Who's this? Is with John the Baptist. When John had first preached before his coming. Now, who's coming? Before who? Our Lord, King, and Savior, Jesus Christ. So when John the Baptist, when before our Lord, King, and Savior, Jesus Christ came, he was preaching what? The baptism of repentance to all the people of Israel. So what was the why? And what's the how? Is John Baptist came, and he was coming what? To preach that baptism of repentance. But why? Because of what? Before his coming. Because why? After the coming of our King, Lord, and Savior, Jesus Christ, what would happen to the nation of Israel? That was when they were actually going to catch complete and natural hell. And that great wrath was coming. You can go back through history. And this is also so amazing about the word of God. These are things that were written down and recorded before they actually happened.
Right, right.
So, in the time period of Acts, this is before the 70 AD destruction.
Right, right.
That came through, and it was a short time after. So after our Lord, King, and Savior Jesus Christ came and gave that great and perfect sacrifice for the nation of Israel, he went back to the Father. And yeah, that wrath was coming to the nation of Israel because of all their transgressions.
So let me ask you this, St. James. So you're saying that before the coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, there had to be teaching that had to be going on. There had to be edifying that had to be going on to the people of God. Is that what you're letting us know when you read this verse right here?
That's exactly right. And what is that edification? Mm-hmm. It's that baptism of repentance. So, but what? Right. Why is it called baptism? Right? Like, you went through it.
Right.
On the second season, when going through the baptism itself, right? And mm-hmm. why is that representation or that symbolism used? Right? Because baptism, or to be baptized, means to be submerged, right? When we were submerged in, they were submerged in water. What was that water? That water was symbolic.
Right.
Right. It was symbolic of what? It was symbolic of how the nation of Israel, how the people of God, how they had to be cleaned up because of all of their wickedness and all the transgressions that they had done. But why was it so necessary that they had to be cleaned up? Because of his coming.
Right.
The coming of our Lord, King, and Savior, Jesus Christ. Yes, sir.
Amazing. That's so beautiful. Thank you for that. That is amazing. So, yep. So how is that relevant to what we're in, you know, what we're doing now, St. James?
Well, so that's a good question, Mr. Powers, right? Because why was it at that specific time that the baptism of repentance had to be preached? Why in this time right now are we going through the doctrine of baptism, right? Why is that so pertinent to bring out now at the beginning of the start of season three? Is because before that wrath comes, the people have to be warned. So our very first episode, the very first start of season three, we starting off with a warning.
Wow.
And why is it that we have to start off with a warning? Because that's exactly what our job is. The next scripture is Ezekiel, the 33rd chapter.
Ooh-wee. That's nice.
So, man, praise God Almighty. So that's what I'm saying. This is why it's so, like, this is this type of stuff that gives you the shivers, right? You know, and it gets the goosebumps going on.
Right.
It's just, like, it only can come out that way once you've been taught. Like,
right. Exactly.
We don't know any. This is not our understanding.
And here's the thing about that, St. James. The people out there, they think they've seen something now. They have no idea what's coming down the pipe.
Right.
And this is amazing how God had actually set this up where people have to be warned. God is just. He's just. You can't come back. You can't come back and say, God, I didn't know. You're not going to be able to say that. You got to say that.
And that's why it's so important. That's why it's so urgent. That's why we have to start off season three like this, because, you know, you all have the listening audience, right? They have to know this. they have to, we have to have done our job. Why? Because if we haven't done our job the right way, then what happens? Then our soul is in jeopardy.
Right. That's right. Right.
And that's where we are right here in Ezekiel, the 33rd chapter, because there's one thing that's going to be crystal clear. That if you are listening and you're able to understand this, it's going to be crystal clear to you that as we start going through these shows, is that this is it, right? These are the last days, and we are at the point where great judgment is coming from our Lord, King, and Savior, Jesus Christ, because that's of right. the wickedness that is on the planet Earth right now.
That's right. That's right. That's right. And there's a reason for that, St. Jean. There's a reason why the Earth is wicked, and the Earth is pushing everybody to be wicked, especially the people of God. Stay tuned for the episodes later on. You'll see exactly why that's being done. And it's being done by design, St. James, by design. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's why I'm looking forward to getting into some of that stuff, because I know that's one of the things that, you know, we all focus on different things just according to our spirit. And so that design is like, that's crazy. Once it's like, how can, I mean, seriously, can it really be by design? And you start looking at stuff like, well, wait a minute.
Yeah. Like, it'll make all the sense in the world when you see it. When you see it from the propaganda, from mm-hmm. the music influence, from the movies, from everything, you see that influence is to get everybody just to be exactly what you said, just to be in sin. Why? And why at this time? It's the part that people can't answer, but we're going to give them that answer as it was given to us, St. James. So I'm excited, yes, for this episode. So let's continue here.
Ezekiel chapter 33 and verse 6, please, sir.
But if the watchmen see the sword come.
All right, so if the watchmen see the sword come. So now what's the purpose of a watchman? All right, the watchman's job is to be looking out, right, to actually... They were, I mean, this is not the time. Everything was done and everything was given so the word of God was easy to be understood. This is not the time where you've got pages, cell phones. I said pages, like that's from way in the 80s. I mean, I mean, but this is not the time where you've got, you know, the satellite radios walking, talking, like, oh, look, you know, targeting with radar over the horizon. They got all of this stuff is clear where, like, you're supposed to be able to know when someone's coming. But that's what the watchman's job was. Is they would be on the highest tower, looking out, try to see if the enemy is coming or if the enemy is approaching. So, and this was given the example, but in this, in the word here, this is the watchman is being used for what? For the to symbolize the prophets. So, what was the prophet's job? Prophet's job was to what? Was to blow that trumpet, to give that warning, make sure that warning was known. And this was a very important job, because if they didn't do it, then, like we just mentioned earlier, is then our soul would be in jeopardy. Mm-hmm. So guess what? Mr. Powers and myself, we are 100% believers in the word of our Lord, King, and Savior, Jesus Christ. I'm not going to have my soul in jeopardy.
Right. So
we starting with this. Amazing. Read that one more time, please, sir.
But if the watchmen see the sword come and blow not the trumpet.
Yeah, so if they blow not the trumpet, what was the purpose of blowing the trumpet? The trumpet, what is an alarm? Mm. All right, so they're supposed to sound that alarm. Read.
And the people be not warned.
And so he didn't blow that trumpet. He didn't sound that. He didn't sound the alarm. So then what happened? Then the people weren't warned. Read.
If the sword come and take any person from among them, he is taken away.
Sorry, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm going to read it again. If the sword come and take any person from among them, he is taken away in his iniquity.
And so if that sword comes and that person gets taken away, and what would cause them to be taken away, what would cause that judgment to come upon them is because of their actions, because of the iniquity that they're doing, because of the things that they're doing. And that's part of what also we really want to make sure is conveyed appropriately in Choose Life, is that these are our choices. What you do, you are responsible for.
Right.
So
perfect.
If there's iniquity, then that there has to be a payment for that iniquity, right? But they didn't get the warning, so they're still going to get the payment. But let's read the next verse. Let's read on and see what happens to that watchman who didn't do the job he was supposed to do.
But his blood will I require at the watchman's hand.
You see that? But who's going to be responsible? Who's the one that's going to have to pay for that? The watchman, the prophet that didn't do his job, that didn't provide the warning. So we starting off season 3, episode 1 with Nat. This is the warning. Be warned. This is not the time to play. It hasn't been a time to play for a long time. But if you are have been listening for the first two seasons and have not yet reached out, haven't hit us up in blogtalk@icggjc.org, haven't gone to the website, holyconceptionunion.org, and, mm-hmm. and try to get in touch with your local Israelite Church of God in Jesus Christ. Yeah. The time has been gone.
That's right. So, that's right. We are, and this is an episode down the line, but we are reaching the point of no return. You're not going to be able to get to that. Once we get to that point, which we are already there, from the evil side, believe you me, it's going to get to a point from the righteous side, because the scriptures call that the last hour. The last hour. Once we get to that point, the ones that don't wind up coming in, you're going to have to answer for the things that you did. And there's a reason that if you're not edified, like St. James said, if you're not edified with the knowledge of what to do and what not to do, and you made that choice, you're going to be held accountable for that. So this is why we're here to make sure that you are well aware of what's going on, St. James.
Yes, sir, absolutely. And so let's, and just to show the urgency, and like I said, that the one who's going to be responsible, right, is this blood's going to be required at that prophet's hand. This is why when you see the actual prophets of God, that there's an urgency behind the message. It's not like, hey, look, guys, everyone needs to really get it straight. And unless Joel Osteen, like, talking through the smile in your teeth, and it's like, I can't even do the representation. But no, this is urgent. Like, this is not a, oh, peace and love. Like, no, like, you better get it together. Like, this is why. Let's just show you why we have that attitude. It's 1 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 16, because this is exactly what other disciples who have been with our Lord, King, and Savior, Jesus Christ, this is exactly the attitude and the approach that they took.
And this is what the true men of God did, right?
Yes, sir. 1 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 16. This is the Holy Apostle Paul. We says, sir.
For though I preach the gospel, I have nothing to glory of.
Yes, sir. Do you know the Holy Apostle Paul is preaching the gospel, the word of God, that doctrine that came direct from our Lord, King, and Savior, Jesus Christ. Even though he didn't preach that, what is it? He had nothing to glory of. Why? Read.
I have nothing to glory of, for necessity is laid upon me.
Yeah, see, look, this is not like, not just doing it to try and go out and get any glory. No, this is necessary because this was what was told. This is what the job was. This is what the point of it is. Like, you better be out there telling them what? Telling them the message. Why? Read.
Woe is unto me if I preach not the gospel.
Now, what does woe mean in the scriptures in the word of God? Right? That's death, destruction, and everything bad. This is the Holy Apostle Paul. You talk about a righteous man who completely and totally changed his life. And there is no question that you can look at the works that was done, that this was a man that was inspired by the Holy Spirit. And he was teaching out. He gave it all up just for the doctrine, just for the word, to do his job. Mm. He did all that. He said, woe is him. Death and destruction is going to come to him. Why? If he doesn't do the job that he was given. And what is that job ultimately? Is to give the warning. It's from God Almighty. And this is what the watchman's job is. Let's go back now to Ezekiel, the 33rd chapter. We can continue on in verse 7, please, sir.
Ezekiel chapter 33, verse 7. So thou, O son of man, I have set thee a watchman unto the house of Israel.
Yes, sir. Therefore set thee a watchman. Right? So I have set thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. And this is what the prophet's job is to be that watchman, to be able to sound that alarm for the people of God. That's why you see Israel mentioned so many times. Like, no, we're not going to skip over the word. Like, that's important. Why is that important? Because that's exactly who the message was for.
Right.
So, and it goes right back to, remember, the nation of Israel was scattered into every nation under heaven. So when that last hour comes, like you were speaking about, Mr. Powers, that's when it's going to be a whole nother sight. You're going to see all different shapes, type nationalities, or what people would identify with, in the world. They're all going to be there. But when it comes down to it, is what these are the Israelites, the people of God, the ones who believe in that word and have that message that God right. gave them.
And not just by not just by belief, but right. they are actual physical descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, which make up the 12 tribes of the nation of Israel. Just for those that didn't know and think that all nations are going to be saved, those nations, I just wanted to mention that, St. James, mm-hmm. those nations are actually Israelites. If you know the scriptures, you know the word of God, you know that the children of Israel, like St. James said, were scattered throughout the four corners of the earth. So some of them is walking around calling themselves Chinese, some of them is walking around calling themselves Japanese, but their heritage and they are descendants through bloodline back to Abraham's son, Jacob, which had 12 sons and became known as the children of Israel. That is the prophecy that they will be throughout the whole world, and that is the prophecy that they will be coming back from those different areas and returning back to their true nationality.
Exactly, yes, sir. And that's why this platform is, this why this warning is going out where? On the World Wide Web.
Global.
So where's it reaching? It's reaching everywhere, every
right.
corner. And we even, you know, and praise God Almighty, we've had check-ins. We can see people come and download and check things out from Korea, from
China,
all over, right? Yes, sir.
Yep.
Africa, was it like South Africa, something like that? Like, it's all over.
All over.
And that again is all in glory of our Lord, King, and Savior, Jesus Christ. That's exactly what's here.
That's right. So all of you guys that are listening, or you male and female and women that's out there listening throughout the different parts of the world, if what you're seeing and what you're hearing, excuse me, not what you're seeing, but if what you're hearing and you know to believe to be true, then a great possibility that you are one of God's people, the children of mm-hmm. Israel.
Yeah, because this it all goes right back to the whole theme of the season, because if you are awake in this time and mm-hmm. able to recognize what's going on, yeah, there's right. a real good, then you have hope.
That's
otherwise,
right.
Otherwise,
you don't. Right. That's right.
Verse 7. Yeah, let's read that again, please, sir.
Yes, sir. So thou, O son of man, have set thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore thou shalt hear the word at my mouth, and warn them from me.
That's exactly what it is. What is the watchman's job? What is the prophet's job? It's to give the warning from God Almighty. And that cannot be understated. Mm. This is not coming from them. This is coming from what? From God Almighty.
Right, right, right.
It's not our own message. There's a reason why we go into things a certain way. This is not coming from us. This is not St. James' warning. This is not Mr. Powell's warning. This is the warning from God Almighty. So if you're not sitting at the edge of your seat, you better be.
Mm.
Time to pay attention.
Hmm.
Read on, please, sir. Yeah, I'm telling you, sir. This is serious.
Hmm. Verse 8. When I say unto the wicked, O wicked man, thou shalt surely die.
You see that? And when you tell the wicked, look, if you won't keep on doing the things you're doing, what's going to happen to you? You will surely die. That's what's that. You better be on the edge of your seat. You better be paying attention, because this is how high the stakes are. This is life and death. Read on, sir.
If thou doest not speak to warn the wicked from his way, that wicked man shall die in his iniquity.
So again, just want to make it, just make sure it's clear. There's no escape. If you are doing evil, whether or not you had the warning or not, you're still going to be punished for it. This right here is for all those that are supposed to be giving that message. So now, if you happen again to be able to hear and understand this, then what's that now your job? Your job also is to make sure that you take heed to the warning, so then you can also be used to give other people the warning. Because you don't know. It could be just through you hearing this show, contacting blogtalk@icggjc.org, reaching right. out, getting on the classes, and then you don't know how many thousands of people could come in just from your warnings. You don't know what it is. So, but this is not the time to just, all right, yeah, here go, Mysteries of the Bible. And it, all right, now let me juggle check and see over this Netflix. Nah, don't. Let's go. This is the time. Mr. Powers, I'm sorry, you want to say something?
No, you're right on point with that. Very well said.
Thanks, sir. Please, verse 8 one more time, please, sir.
Yes, sir. But when I say unto the wicked, O wicked man, thou shalt surely die. If thou dost not speak to warn the wicked from his way, That wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at thine hand.
Yeah, so again, that's that blood's going to be where? It's going to be blood be on the watchman's hands. Read.
Nevertheless, if thou warn the wicked of his way to turn from it.
So, but now, though, if you warn that wicked to turn from it, if you did your job and you gave the warning, they had to stop being wicked, had to stop being evil, had to stop lying, had to stop cheating, had to stop being committing adultery, had to stop all this straight disrespect. If you did that warning, read.
If you do not turn from his way, he shall die in his iniquity.
So again, so if they don't take heed to that warning and don't hear, then what was going to happen? They still, yeah, they're going to die in his iniquity or her iniquity. Read.
But thou hast delivered thy soul.
But then we did we've done our job. So now they have been warned. And why? Mm. Once they've been warned, then that's when it comes right down to what? To their choice. So
right.
Season 3, episode 1, you've been warned. Now it's time for you to make a choice.
Mm. Choose life.
Choose life. Exactly.
Choose right, life.
Verse 10, sir.
Therefore, O thou son of man, speak unto the house of Israel. Thus ye speak, saying.
And thus ye speak. So now again, so this is not, our job is just to provide the warning. That's all it is. All right? Our job is not to try to get everyone to hear and to be concerned about, all right, who's listening, who's not listening. All we need to do, what the job of the watchman, what the job of the prophet is just to give that message. Why? Because, again, it's not their message. The message is coming from God Almighty. So now, what is that message that now is supposed to be said? Because, again, it's not like it's something super complicated. It's not like you got to go get a doctorate and spend years in theologian schools. Like, what's the right warning? What is it supposed to say? What's the message? Well, it tells you right there. So, but therefore, O thou son of man, speak unto the house of Israel. Thus ye speak, saying what? Read.
If our transgressions and our sins be upon us, and we pine away in them, how should we then live?
So, everyone got it? You sure got it. But just in case, no, let's break it down so it's clear. And let them know. So, what is say unto them, unto the house of Israel, saying, if our transgressions and our sins be upon us. Now, if all of your sins are with you, that means that when they are upon you, that means that they are still part of you. They're still right there with you. So now, let's bring it forward to the time period that we're in, because we know that our Lord, King, and Savior Jesus Christ is making the second return. So now, if all those sins and all that negativity is still there with you when our Lord, King, and Savior Jesus Christ comes, how is it that you can expect to live? Hmm. And when it says, what? And we pine away in them. What does that mean to pine away in something? That's when you add in wickedness unto wickedness.
Hmm.
So if that sin of those transgressions is being what they take that wickedness and add on top of it, wicked on top of wicked, then again, that's where the question is. How can we expect to live? And that's exactly what's going on in the world. Once that wickedness comes in, once that flesh is there, there's no way to satisfy that flesh. There's always right. something else that needs to be got. There's always another level.
Right.
There's it goes. Lust is something that is crazy. Right. Mr. Powers.
No, you're right on the money. I mean, there is a scripture in the Apocrypha. I don't know if you're going there, but there's definitely a scripture in the Apocrypha that speaks about thy appetites and referring to the lust and how you have to refrain from that. Because just like you mentioned, it's something that is never going to be satisfying. It's going to continue to eat you out, pretty much. You eat right. you away, eat your life away, that lust.
Yeah, no. Sorry, yeah, Mr. Powden, just because it's for sake of time.
No.
Going there, but yeah. Mm-hmm. But absolutely, we have to get it and make sure it's part of one of the other episodes. It's there, but yeah, thank you very much, sir.
Right.
All right. So verse 11, please, sir.
Say unto them, as I live, saith the Lord God.
So now So what is the message that has to be said to them? As I live, saith the Lord God. So this is now the time for us to introduce you to the living God. I mean, this is how we ended all season 2, right? Where Mr. Power is going into and showing us how our Lord, King, and Savior Jesus Christ is the Word and how He is the God of the Bible from the beginning until the end. Well, yeah, now's the time to introduce you. Let me introduce you to our Lord, King, and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amazing.
Yeah. Telling you, sir. I'm telling you, this is stuff that gives you goosebumps. All right, verse 11, sir.
Say unto them, as I live, saith the Lord God.
As I live, saith the Lord God. This is the one true and living God, our Lord, King, and Savior, Jesus Christ. Read.
I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked.
And he has no pleasure in the death of the wicked. Read on.
But that the wicked turn from his way and live.
So what's the point? This is all done. It's not to destroy the wicked, but no, it's that the wicked actually realizes, they recognize that that's not how they were created. That's not how they were born. That there actually is a right seed that's inside of them, and it just has to be woken up. And that's exactly what this show is for, is to try to wake people up. So now once you hear that word, there's something inside of you snaps, and you recognize it. Like, wait a minute, I recognize that voice. Now it's time to change.
That's right.
Read that again, please, sir.
As I live, saith the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live.
Mm-hmm.
Turn ye from your evil ways, for why will ye die, O house of Israel?
So that's the point. That's what the warning is now, is because what's coming next is all that death and destruction. So now it's time for us to introduce you to the Lord, King, and Savior, Jesus Christ. And what is it? What's that message? Why is it that we're doing the message now? Is because our Lord, King, and Savior, Jesus Christ has sent us through the information that we have learned from the Holy Ghost and Comfort, the Holy Apostle, and Jiva Priest Tazadakia, has sent us to tell you that what? That he does not take pleasure in killing you.
Mm.
That's not what he wants to do. You're going to make him do it because of what you're doing, because of your sins and those transgressions and that negativity. So now is the time to do. That's why it's time to change.
Right. Right.
And this applies to all of us. Like this applies to St. James and Mr. Powers. Like this is for all of us. This warning pertains to everyone.
That's right. That's right.
And that's why when you come into the truth, This is part of that benefit, part of that gift that we've been given. What is it that we taught to do in the truth? We taught to start to correct things, start to change, right? Start to correct that negativity that we have learned over the years by learning what's right and what's wrong.
Right. And it's a good point. I'm sorry.
No, you got it, sir.
It's a good point that you mentioned that when you come into the truth. This is why we echo that you have to come to the truth, because everything you just mentioned right there, St. James, which again is the reason why we're telling you choose life, because that's not being done, as we went over previously in the previous two seasons. That's not being done in these churches that claim to be representatives of God. They're not warning the people. They're not being the watchmen. They're not telling people to repent from the evil, but they're actually allowing them and accepting them in their evil, which is damaging to their soul. So this is why you have to come into the truth, like you mentioned, St. James, and be taught what's right so you can continue, so you can start doing what's right, so you can be saved and choose life. Without that, you don't have salvation. So this is why this is so important, St. James. Thank you.
Oh, that was amazing, Mr. Powers, because that's really important to bring it right back to the churches, because you're right. Now, they're not being, that's why when they ask him, like, this is what the message is going to be for today. Why is this the message today?
Right.
If they can't tell you that, then guess what?
Right.
Just turn right around and, play the episode. Download another episode.
Right.
Right. Mm. Of Mysteries of the Bible.
Right? That's right.
That's the other thing that we are taught in the truth. And that, we have personal responsibility. We are responsible for our own actions.
Right.
And if you look at what's being pushed out there, and not to go too much into things that's coming throughout the season, but when you look at what's happening out there, what is being pushed, there is no personal responsibility. But it's okay if you don't got this. You know what? It's going to be fine. That's not your fault. Guess what? Some of those things, it's not people's faults, the reasons and things that they happen. I want to make sure that's clear.
Mm-hmm.
But the point is that what is it that each and every one of us are absolutely 100% in control of? Our actions.
Right.
We are responsible for what it is that we do. That's why it's our choice. That's why it's your choice.
That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. That's perfect. And that goes right into a lot of things that we're going to be going into and why we say things is being done by design. Because without the knowledge of what to do and what not to do, you don't know what you're doing. We don't know whether or not what you're doing is right. You don't know whether or not what you're doing is wrong, but you have been influenced to walk a certain way, to act a certain way, to do certain things and think that's okay. And if it's not okay, well, guess what? Just like we read here in Ezekiel 33, you're going to answer for that iniquity. Whether you knew or you didn't know, you're still going to answer for it. This is why we're here to let you know. Choose life.
Exactly, sir. Because that's what we have to understand, is that it's up to us if we die. And why is it getting so important for this message right now? Because what else does the Bible speak about? What does the Bible foretell? The second coming of our Lord, King, and Savior, Jesus Christ. And that's exactly when we were in Acts, the 13th chapter. That was the whole reasoning. Why was it John the Baptist told the nation of Israel was that warning? What was coming? It was complete and natural. Total hell was coming to the nation of Israel at that time after our Lord, King, and Savior, Jesus Christ, died and made that great and perfect sacrifice for the nation of Israel. So now, before his second coming, because now that's what we're going to start going into. Oh, well, the only way for us to have a chance, the only way for us to be able to make it is to repent right now.
That's right. That's right.
We're not guaranteed tomorrow. Tomorrow could be the day.
That's right. For you as an individual, right?
And could be the other. Could be the. Because we know it's coming soon, right? But now there's definitely a lot more that has to happen.
Right.
And we know according to prophecy. So.
Well, a lot. It's a lot, but it's not a lot. Meaning it's not a lot of prophecies, but those prophecies that are left, St. James, are like, if you want to say mega events, those are like events that are earth changing.
Yeah, literally.
That's getting, literally. Literally.
Yes, sir. Man, all right. So let's go. I mean, that's why this is the time. All right, this is the time, and the time is now. Let's go from here to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. But again, what? This is urgent. All right, this is extremely urgent. Be doing this now to start off the season. 2 Thessalonians, the second chapter. Did I say the second? 2 Thessalonians. The second. Annunciation right there, man. I tell you, it's every time. The second chapter. 2 Thessalonians. I'm sorry, at verse 1, please, sir.
2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 1. Now we beseech you, brethren.
Now we beseech you, brethren. Now what does beseech mean, Mr. Powers?
That means to beg.
That's right, sir. And so now this is why we're here so serious. This is why we're getting close to the mic. This is why the energy and the excitement is there, because this is serious.
It's very serious.
When we talking about begging, like when you're begging something like this, and you on your hands and knees, and you may see, you know, your children give you an experience when they want something, really want it, like they drive, please, please, please. No, right. This is the urgency that you have to come with right now. Why? Because why is that urgency so important? Read on, sir.
Brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Because our Lord, King, and Savior Jesus Christ, he's coming. He's coming. Read.
And by our gathering together unto him.
And now what? And now is the time to gather back to our Lord, King, and Savior Jesus Christ. He's coming. So now you better hearken. You better listen. You better know what you're supposed to do. Recognize the evil and the negativity that is being done. Things like eating pork.
That's
when you're supposed to celebrate, why you celebrate, who you date. Yeah, even that. The things that we do, it goes on. Because there's a certain standard that God has according to the laws of, according to his laws. Let's say that God has according to the laws of God, according to his laws, right? Verse 2, please, sir.
That ye be not soon shaken in mind. Or be troubled, neither by spirit.
Yeah, I'm sorry, sir. That you be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled. It's not something that we don't have to be worried about. Remember, this is our Lord, King, and Savior, Jesus Christ. So now, what is it that we don't get so worried? And now, like, wait a minute, now all we have to do is follow the instructions that we've been given. So now that we know the time is coming and the time is now, what is it that we're supposed to stay focused on now? The word of prophecy. So what's leading into everything else in season 3? The word of prophecy.
Wow. Everything is happening by prophecy. Everything is by prophecy. Every day, St. James, that we live, everything that we see in the news right now is by prophecy. We can stand here as believers and be like, yep. And when we be having these conversations, St. James, this is what we want. I want, you know, I'm just expressing that, so I want people to know out there. Every day that we see, every day that passes, we're living by the word of prophecy. We speak about certain things. We're like, yep. Mm-hmm. We see that coming. You know, we know what's coming next. And we're in the know. We're in that inner circle. We was told things back in 2016, back in 2003, come on.
Yep.
And we've seen it unfold right before our eyes. We know that Christ is coming. Yes, Mr. St. James.
I'm sorry. So to even be living in the days of prophecy is surreal because right, these are the things that we see and that we heard and that, you know, quite frankly, we didn't understand until it just happened, until we actually happened to be living it and being able to go through those experiences. Like, yo, are you like, see, like, yo, the, everything that was, what? That's what that's going on. Oh, man.
Exactly. It is surreal. And you're only, how can I say, like it says, don't be troubled in mind. Your only assurance, is a good word to put it, is in the Israelite Church of God in Jesus Christ.
Exactly.
In no other place. Right. St. James.
And that's perfect. Just continue reading on. Why is that? Because we know something. What is it that we know, Mr. Powers? That if you be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit nor by word, but what?
Nor by letter as from us.
Not that there's any letter, not like we come in with some kind of letter, but what? Read.
As that the day of Christ is at hand.
That's it. It's at hand. Why? Because once that day comes, that's it. It's over. It's too late.
Right.
It's too late once that day comes. And what is it that we know? That day is coming. That day's coming. How do we know so definitively that day is coming? Because our Lord, King, and Savior Jesus Christ told us himself that he was coming.
That's right.
He's coming back. Let's go to John chapter 14 and verse 1.
It's amazing that you mentioned that because this is going to go into little hints, things that the rulers of darkness, and we'll explain that in probably the third episode, why we call them the rulers of darkness, which is according to scriptures, and who they are, the things that they're planning. But they also know certain things in the scripture, and they're going to try to offset certain things, and they have tried to do that already. This is why you have the true man of God that was sent by the prophet of God, the Father, to reveal what the truth is, so you can be able to discern what real prophecy is, and what people setting up things to have it look like it's prophecy, but it's really not, but yet fits in another prophecy, if that makes sense for the people that's out there. We're going to have people that's going to be trying to fake certain prophecies, and this is things we're going to be getting into. And if you're not in the truth, you're not going to be able to see. It's going to look like that's what it is, but it's actually not. St. James, amazing.
Yes, sir. But again, this is not something we have to be worried about. Why?
Exactly.
Because that's exactly what our Lord, King, and Savior Jesus Christ is going to tell us.
That's right.
John chapter 14, verse 1, sir. Read that,
let not your heart be troubled.
So you see that? And who's the one that's giving this message here? This is our Lord, King, and Savior Jesus Christ letting us know what? Let not your heart be troubled. Why? Read.
Ye believe in God, believe also in me.
Yeah, so we always said that we don't have anything to worry about. Why? Because because our Lord, King, and Savior Jesus Christ, he is God Almighty. So there's no fear. We have no fear in believing that he is exactly who he said he is. Created the sun, the moon, the earth. I mean, it's amazing, sir. Just when because there's so much information that has come out from the Holy God sent Comfort, Holy Apostle, and Chief High Priest Azadakia. When you look at even something as complex as the beginning of creation and how old the earth is, in one question, fully destroy all this evolutionary theory and all that.
Right.
And how old the earth is. Why? Because how is it, what's the fastest that man can measure? By the speed of light.
Mm-hmm.
But when we look at the actual earth itself and what was created, and who was this God Almighty, how can you try and think and try and confine God Almighty, for whom nothing is impossible, that he can't move faster than light?
Right. Right.
We got no fear, nothing to worry about. That's why, because the wisdom, I mean, and that in and of itself is a high level topic. But is, you know, just even hearing that one statement was like, damn, that, like, if one thing destroys everything that they're talking about right now, mm-hmm. or that science thinks that they know. So
that's right.
It all comes back. He's the real deal. All
right,
we have no fear in believing that he is exactly who he said he is.
That's right.
I'm sorry, you want to say something else, sir?
No, not very well said. Verse 2. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you.
Yeah, so look, here's it that we have not only is there a place, but this is God the Father's house. This is everlasting life. And inside that, there are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. He would have told us. So if this wasn't true, then our Lord King and Savior Jesus Christ would have told us this isn't true.
That's right.
Was he telling us himself directly? He's going to do what, Reed?
And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again.
If I'll go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you in verse 3, I will come again. So not only do we actually have a place prepared for us that's in his house, as long as we are doing what he commands for us to do, we have the opportunity to enter in and to be part of that house, to have one of those many mansions.
Mm.
Why? Because he's coming again. He himself is coming again. Read verse 3 one more time, please, sir.
And if I go and prepare a place for you,
and so if I go and prepare a place for you, Reed,
I will come again.
And he's going to come again, Reed.
And receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also.
Yeah, there ye may be also. So if he would not, he wouldn't have told us that he was going to prepare a place for us if he was not going to come back to get us.
Hmm.
And if that's not even enough to hit right there out of his own, out of his own mouth, to say that so respectfully, right? This is what our Lord King and Savior Jesus Christ said himself. And just say, like, out of his own mouth, it just sounds not enough reverence. You know, but
right. That's right.
John, the 17th chapter and verse 25, this is even a request that he made to God the Father. This is what our Lord King and Savior Jesus Christ asked his Father for.
Hmm. John chapter 17, verse 25.
Read that, please, sir.
O righteous Father, the world have not known thee.
I'm sorry, verse 24. I apologize, sir.
Verse 24. Father, I will that ye also, whom thou hast given me, be with me where I am.
Where I am. So you see that? Who is our Lord King and Savior Jesus Christ asking, making this petition to? Who? To God the Father. Says God the Father, I will that they also, whom thou hast given me, those that are not going to be able to be plucked out of his hand, where does he want for them to go? Those believers in Christ, those the chosen of God, the Israelite church of God in Jesus Christ. Where is it that our Lord King and Savior Jesus Christ wants us to be? Read on.
Be with me where I am.
Yeah, be with me where I am, that they can do what? Read, sir.
That they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me, for thou lovest me before the foundation of the world.
No, there's no question that our Lord, King, and Savior, Jesus Christ, is coming again. And that's why it's imperative it's imperative that we are ready and we make ourselves ready for our Lord, King, and Savior Jesus Christ's second coming. Mm. Make sure that we are ready to be able to enter into God the Father's house. Mm. And how do you get there, sir? Let's go back to John chapter 14, because what's it going to let us know? All we got to do is follow the way.
John chapter 14.
Verse 4, please, sir.
And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know.
Yeah, so that's why our Lord, King, and Savior Jesus Christ let us know. Why he's letting us know. You know the way. You know where you're supposed to go.
Mm.
But it wasn't that obvious to all the disciples. Now, Thomas had a question. What do you say in verse 5?
Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way?
He didn't get it. He didn't understand. He's like, wait a minute, we don't know where it is that you're going. How is it we're supposed to know the way? So let's see what that way actually is out of coming direct from our Lord, King, and Savior Jesus Christ. John chapter 14, verse 6.
Jesus saith unto him, I am the way.
Oh, wait a minute. So wait, who's the way? Our Lord, Jesus. King, and Savior Jesus Christ. Yes, sir. Mr. Bauer. So now when we come all the way back from thing we're looking at in season 2, and you know, on that, how that's the only chance, right? Our Lord, King, and Savior Jesus Christ, he's the one that paid for our iniquity.
Mm-hmm.
So unless you go through him, unless you come back and do it according to his standard, guess what? That great and perfect sacrifice that he gave, that mercy and that grace that's available, is not going to be available to you unless you do it, unless you change.
Mm.
Right? Unless you do it the way that he said it has to be done.
Yep. Wow.
Yes, sir.
That's amazing, because everything mm-hmm. that we have been saying from season 1, season 2, showing you the true Jesus of the Bible and not the one that's being taught there in the world. There's a reason why we did that, and it's so important that we have to let everybody know who the true Jesus is, because the way you have to worship him, the way you have to follow him, is according to his way. You see that? See how it all comes back and it all makes sense? If you're out right. there worship, claim that you, well, some people might say, well, I'm following Jesus. I'm doing the right thing. No, you're not, because you're not following the true Jesus. You're following the one that was set up by Satan as an imposter. Okay, if you're not following the true Jesus, you're not in the way. That means you're not in the truth. That means that you're not going to be getting that everlasting life if you're not following Christ the way he's supposed to be found, the true and living God, yeah. our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, St. James.
Yeah, that's amazing, sir, because that's exactly how you said it. That's exactly what we're looking at in John chapter 14, verse 6.
Mm, that's right.
He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. It's like you said, this is the truth.
That's
who
right.
is the truth? Our Lord, King, and Savior Jesus Christ, who is the Word.
That's right.
And this is what? This is the only way that That's you right. will be able to have what? The life, the everlasting mm. life. That's the mm. only way. Because where is it that we are able to receive everlasting life? That's in God the Father's kingdom.
That's right.
Right? So if we continue reading in verse 6, what's the end of verse 6 say, please, sir?
No man cometh unto the Father but by me.
You say you have no chance. Mm. You have no chance of making it to God the Father's kingdom unless you do it the way that our Lord, King, and Savior Jesus Christ told us it has to be done. And mm-hmm. the only place that you're going to find the doctrine, right? We're going to find the gospel, that very same message that our Lord, King, and Savior Jesus Christ gave when he came the first time in the flesh. To give that great and perfect sacrifice for the nation of Israel. The only place you're going to hear that is in the Israelite Church of God and Jesus Christ. And that's a fact.
That's a fact. That is a fact. If you guys don't know that by now, then you got the demons in you.
That was real nice. That's another title, right? Yeah. And you know, so that alone, right? That alone. You know, should get most people, or honestly, I say most people, but that alone will get some people just to wake up, just to knowing that this is the time is now, that our Lord, right. King, and Savior Jesus Christ is coming, and he's coming with destruction. And now you better wake up. Why? Because if you don't do it according to his standard, there's no other way that you're going to make it to receive everlasting life.
That's right.
But that's you right. know what? Some people who are not yet part of the Israelite Church of God and Jesus Christ, or may just be, you know, just hearing this for the first time, they're going to have to see other things that are happening. So let's just give them a brief taste right now of what's coming to the earth now, what's going to be happening. Because now now's the time to pay. Now's the time where judgment is going to come. And those that have perpetuated these policies and perpetuated all of what is happening now, now they're going to have to answer and pay for everything that they have done. So we're going to go from here now and break it down real simple and say, what's going to happen is that the world is, it's already catching hell and it's going to get worse.
That's right.
Or the world is going to catch hell. Why is it going to get worse? Because of the word of prophecy. So back to Psalms chapter 9 and verse 15. So.
The word of prophecy. This Bible is real. This Bible is jumping out the pages and it is alive, St. James. It is alive, sir. And it is speaking to us.
And it's speaking to the world.
Praise God for that. And you, everybody that's out there listening, you better take heed to that because the word is speaking. Okay. Mm-hmm. The word of prophecy is speaking. It is manifesting. It is coming to pass. For those who, you know, for some reason you skeptic about the word of God, I mean, it's clear as day. Just keep listening. You'll see. Psalms 9 and verse 15.
Read that, please, sir.
The heathen are sunk down in the pit that they made.
So what is this? This is our Lord, King, and Savior, Jesus Christ, ensuring that everything that has been done, all the wickedness, all the negativity, the what, that it's all going to come back on them. They're going, now there's going to be time where they have to pay, and this is going to happen by our Lord, King, and Savior, Jesus Christ. And it's really important to, I'm going to make sure it's clear and point out again, we got all of this information is been taught by the Holy Ghost and Comfort of the Apostle and Chief Priest Tazadaki, and it's all part of that, the doctrine of repentance.
Right.
It all comes back to that. This is not us letting you know. This is us letting you know that from what we learned from the greatest prophet of our generation. I made it clear. So it's not even like, this is not St. James Power telling you that this is the message from God Almighty. This is why it can't be adjusted, altered. Now this is his message.
That's right. Coming from the Holy Spirit and administration of the Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir.
So exactly. Beautiful.
Psalms chapter 9. I'm sorry, sir, because it was going through and I got nervous. I got real nervous. All of a sudden. Psalms chapter 9, verse 15, please, sir.
The heathen are sunk down in the pit that they made.
Yeah, so they sunk down the pit they made. You know what? Again, our Lord, King, and Savior Jesus Christ is going to ensure that everything they have done is going to come right back on them. Read on.
In the net which they hid is their own foot taken.
Yes, yeah, so they're going to get caught in their own trap. Read on.
Ooh, wow. The Lord is known by the judgment which he executed.
And this is how you're going to know. All right. This is how you're going to know. So the Lord is known by the judgment which he executed. So some people, just the fact knowing that our Lord, King, and Savior Jesus Christ is coming back, that's going to be enough for them to change. But some people are going to have to be introduced to our Lord, King, and Savior Jesus Christ by what? By the judgment that he executed. So what's that is setting everything up right now, that when you see great judgment coming from God Almighty, now we're here to let you know that's him introducing himself to you now because you didn't want to listen the first time. Read on, please, sir.
The wicked is snared in the work of his own hands.
Now, Mr. Powers, it says the wicked. Now, some people may want to have a debate about who the wicked is or what is the wicked. You know, like Herod, I said, well, what is truth?
Right. So,
you know, where do we find the wicked? All right, let's just find out. Where do we find the wicked? Let's go to 1 John, the 5th chapter. We'll come right back to Psalms, please, sir. We're going to go to 1 John, the 5th chapter, and let's find out. Where do we find wickedness? And where do we find the wicked?
First John, chapter 5.
And verse 19, please, sir.
And we know that we are of God.
And we have been told, and we believe, yes, we are of God. Read.
and the whole world lieth in wickedness.
Wow. So where is it we find the wicked? In the world. So why are things getting so bad? Because this world is being run now by the wicked. And if we go right back to Psalms chapter 9 and verse 16, and let's know right now what's going to happen to them is the wicked is snared in the work of his own hands, the things that they have done, the things that they have perpetuated. So again, this is not according to this. They deserve this. So when you see these things coming, when our Lord King and Savior Jesus Christ makes his introduction, this is them getting exactly what they deserve. And this is why all we have to do is listen and change. Mm-hmm. Right? Things are so far gone now, as Mr. Powers mentioned earlier, things are so far gone now, there's nothing you're going to be able to do by standing up and trying to participate in some kind of march. A march for what?
Right. No. Protest. Yeah.
Protest. Like, nah. Like, that's where... Now's the time. We got to focus on and make sure that we are right. Because once we are right, then we have the opportunity to make it, and also to convince others to come back so that they have an opportunity as well.
Right, because what's happening now, like you mentioned, all these protests and all these marching, all that is happening now is that unrest, and that is word of prophecy. Everything happening right now is the word of prophecy. There's no way, and I said this before and I'm going to say it again, St. James, and to everybody that's out there listening, there is no chance, no way, the way the days and the time is going, that you are going to be able to escape what's happening without the protection of God. It is not going to happen. Not at all.
That's very well said, sir. Yeah, absolutely. Because why? Now is the time judgment to come in.
That's right. St. James, I'm sorry. This is exciting because they have no clue things that's happened. We're talking about plagues coming back like the days of, in the days of Egypt. We're talking about power coming back. I mean, these people have no idea what's happening. No idea what's coming. The judgment that God is going to bring, the manifestation of his glory and his power, the whole world. I just got to say this because I'm excited. The world doesn't know God the way we know God. Okay. They have thought that he's a myth, that he don't exist like they did during the time of Egypt. And God is going to manifest himself again. And he's going to make his name known again in this world by those judgments that he's getting ready to bring, and those plagues and that power that's coming. Because again, there's no way without those things that we will be able to escape what's coming.
And Mr. Bowers, check this out. Now, what's going to happen now for all those that forget now about our King, Lord, and Savior, Jesus Christ, who are not going to change, right? Who are going to continue to be wicked. Because this applies to everybody, those that were born of Israel, but who don't want to change and want to be stubborn and stiff-necked. This is for everyone. If you're going to be wicked, what's going to happen to you? Verse 17, please, sir.
The wicked shall be turned into hell.
They'll be turned into hell. And who else? Read.
And all the nations that forget God.
Yeah, so you're going to forget about our King, Lord, and Savior, Jesus Christ. Just know that's what's coming.
Oh, my goodness.
That's what's coming.
They have no idea that this is. They're going to see wonders and things coming in the very near future of St. James. That is going to be undeniable, unbelievable. You're going to hear people trying to give reasoning for how things is happening, but you ain't going to be able to give reasoning because it's the power of God. That's it.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, this is something we, again, but as long as we're doing the right things, it's not something that we have to worry about.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because the Lord is not going to remain silent forever. Let's read on verse 18 and 19, sir, and we're almost done.
Yes, sir. For the needy shall not always be forgotten.
Yes, the needy is not always going to be forgotten. Who is the needy again? That's the nation of Israel.
Mm.
That's the people of God. Right? They're not always going to be forgotten. So now it may appear, because when you see the things that are happening to our people, when you see who is most dramatically affected by what's going on in the world today, it's crystal clear. There's no denying, there's no argument that people of so-called minorities of Hispanic, African American, Native American descent, that these are the ones that are catching the worst of those things that are happening right now. Everything from the pandemic to, you know, food, like all the things that are going on right now. Who's the ones that risk most? Who's the ones that have lost the most? Who's the ones that have suffered the most? No question.
The people of God.
Exactly.
That's right.
So, you know, we don't got to worry though. Right, because it may look like our Lord King and Savior Jesus Christ has forgotten about us,
right.
But he has not. Read on, please, sir.
For the needy shall not always be forgotten. The expectation of the poor shall not perish forever.
And the expectation of the poor shall not perish forever. Why? Because what's the expectation of the poor? The expectation of the poor is that they're never going to get justice, right? That they're all going to continue to be oppressed and never receive justice from man. What do you see so many people out there clamoring for? They want justice. People claiming, what, no justice, no peace.
Right, right.
But guess what? Man can never give us justice.
That's right.
So what is it that we're supposed to be looking for? Verse 19, please, sir.
Arise, O Lord, let not man prevail.
And that's why it's so important now. You got to turn to the truth. Because the only hope that you're going to have to make it out of this is to rely on our King, Lord, and Savior, Jesus Christ. You want to turn, you want to make the strength of your arm a man and or your politician and hope that they're going to invoke their men, they're going to make changes. No, you cannot rely on that. The only thing you're going to be able to rely on to what's coming now is our Lord, King, and Savior, Jesus Christ, period.
Period. Wow, that is amazing. You are not, there's things that's coming. Like you mentioned, I just want to mention this real quick, just to put it out there. We're going to touch on this later on. But there's, like the Holy Gospel Comfort told us, there's going to come to a point where you're going to have to make a choice whether or not to accept the mark of the beast or not. That is a choice that you're going to have to make. It's up to you whether or not to choose it and take it or not take it and trust in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That time is approaching. It is right there. St. James. So if this is why this is so important, choose life, come into the truth so you can get the understanding, the wisdom and the knowledge that you need to know to be able to move forward, because you're not going to get out of this without God. We keep repeating that. We're going to keep repeating that. You are not going to get out of this without God. That is fact.
And how do we know that all this is happening right now at this time? Why is it we can be so confident in come with this message now, or season 3, episode 1, because we know that vision was for a point in time. So we're going to go to Habakkuk real quick just to give a little taste for next week's class, Lord's will, and then we're going to end it off with a closing scripture.
Ooh, Habakkuk, that's nice.
Yeah, Habakkuk chapter 2.
Some people say Habakkuk, some people say Habakkuk.
Right. Habakkuk, yeah, yes, sir. Or the Laxantos. You know.
For those who don't know where Habakkuk is, it's between Nahum and Haggai. Between Nahum and Zephaniah. So, in the Old Testament. Habakkuk.
Yes, so, what is it and how again? How is the Lord King and Savior Jesus Christ communicated with his prophets? Well, for the most part, it's through visions. Right. So let's see. What is it that now the prophet Habakkuk, what did he see? What did he receive? And what was he supposed to do with it? Let's read Habakkuk chapter 2 and verse 2, please, sir.
And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables.
Yeah. So write that vision and make it plain upon tables. So make sure it's plain. Read.
That he may run that readeth it.
Because once they read it, then there's going to be a certain action that has to be taken. Now, what was his vision about? Verse 3.
For the vision is yet for an appointed time.
Yeah, this vision is for what? It's for a specific time. Now, what time is it? What was this vision about? Read.
But at the end, it shall speak and not lie.
And so this, what is this vision is what? This vision is of the end. And that's why it's going to be made plain when it's at the end. Why? Because what is it that he may run? That he may run that readeth it. Read on, please, sir.
And not lie, though it tarry. Wait for it.
Yeah, so Lord's tarry, wait for it. So even though it may appear like it took a while to come, what's going to happen? Read.
Because it will surely come. It will not tarry.
Yeah, so it's not going to tarry. lost, even though it may have taken a while, even though, and especially for us, it may seem like a long period of time, but I mean, this is not a lot of time in the grand scheme when it comes to our Lord, King, and Savior, Jesus Christ, right? We're a day, absolutely. One of our days is like 1,000 years, and so just trying to imagine that.
Right.
We think like a year goes by. Right. I said it backwards. A day with the Lord is 1,000 years of our years.
Right. 1,000 of our years is considered a day with God. So he's on a different plane. He's on a different, his time is totally different. So, for those people, a lot of people have, you haven't even lived a quarter of God's day in your life. You start looking at it like that. A thousand of our years is one day to him. Man lives between 70, 80, and by reason of strength, 80, and sometimes you get blessed to live, you know, about 100, but that's the time of man. I mean, that's not even a day to God. That's not even half a day to God in God's eyes. So imagine that.
Right, sir, it's not, 100%, it's not going, Terry. I'm sorry. I got caught in my own thought right there. Let's hold this. We'll end off in verse 4, and let's go back. Let's go real quick, you know, because of that time. What is it that it is that we have to do right now? Because we know that the time is, that vision is for the end. This is when all this destruction and this is coming. It's coming in the last days, and that time is now, right? Mm-hmm. We are living in these days of prophecy. But what's so important for us to do? Let's go from here to Deuteronomy, the 30th chapter. Let's hold that, though. We'll come right back, and we're going to, you know, finish off in verse 4 of Habakkuk or Habakkuk. Deuteronomy, the 30th chapter.
Yes, sir.
And verse 19, please, sir.
I call heaven and earth to record this day against you.
This is our forefather message. Excuse me. Man, that's our forefather Moses giving the message from our Lord, King, and Savior, Jesus Christ, to the nation of Israel, letting them know that he did his job. Because Moses himself is a prophet. He had a job to do. This is, I call heaven and earth to witness this day against you, to record this day against you. Read.
That I have set before you life and death.
So this is what everybody has in front of them, life and death. This is, so what is this? This is a choice that you have to make. Mm. And there's no gray area. It's one or the other. Read.
Blessing and cursing.
So you either have the opportunity to be blessed by our Lord, King, and Savior, Jesus Christ, or be cursed by our Lord, King, and Savior, Jesus Christ. Read.
Therefore, choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live.
Do you see what is this? And then if you only have, you have to make a choice. It should be obvious what choice that you should make.
Right.
But therefore choose life, because it's not just about you. It was the thou and thy seed. Because remember, who are the first teachers of children? It's the parents. So you can't tell them and won't expect for them to do something better. And if you still acting trifling as hell, this is, now's the time. The time of the end. Now's the time to choose life. Get it right.
Mm. Time is now.
Because remember, that vision was for appointed time. That appointed time is going to speak at the end. Mm. It's not going to lie. And though you know it may appear to take a while, guess what? Wait for it. Because it will surely come and not tarry. And then we go right back now to Habakkuk chapter 3 and go right into verse 4, because this is what's going to lead us into what? Into the word of prophecy. Because now,
I'm sorry,
what is
this? Said 3 and 4 or 2 and 4?
I'm sorry, 2 and 4.
Okay.
Habakkuk chapter 2 and verse 4, sir.
Behold, his soul which is lifted up is not upright in him.
His soul which is lifted up is not upright in him, but the just, read,
shall live by his faith.
Yeah, but the just shall live by his faith. So now, how will we know what this vision of the end is for? Who is the individual or the people that's speaking about whose soul, which is lifted up, meaning is proud, is not upright in him? Is or are there a people that have a soul, which is the covering, which is the body for your spirit, that inner man, what's actually inside of you is not upright, meaning what? It's a wicked soul.
Hmm.
Who's it speaking about? Read in verse 5. So we're going off in verse 5.
Yea, also, because he transgresseth by wine, he is a proud man, neither keepeth at home.
All giving us clues as to who this might be. Read.
who enlarges his desire as hell and is as death.
Right, who enlarges his desire as hell. Well, I mean, because hell is bottomless. That means that desire is never ending. Read on.
And is as death and cannot be satisfied, but gathereth unto him all nations and heapeth unto him all people. Ooh.
So now we want to understand who this is and how we know this is the time that we're living in, the time of the end. Stay tuned to next week when we go into what? The Great Melting Pot.
Oh, my goodness. Choose life. Choose life.
Yes, sir.
That's amazing. So we reached the end of episode 1, season 3 of Mysteries of the Bible. I want to thank you, St. James, for giving us another electrifying class. And through the Spirit of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, as we was taught by the prophet of God the Father, the Holy Ghost and Comforter, and to be able to bring out this information at the time that we're in right now, ending the year of 2021, which has been just prophecy after prophecy after prophecy, going into 2022. St. James, any last words before we end off episode 1?
I want to say again, just thank God Almighty, you know, for sending us the Holy Ghost and Comforter, the Holy Apostle and Chief High Priest Azadakia, because without him and him bringing us back that knowledge, we would not be able to share this information, which is such an honor and pleasure to be able to do. So with that, it's time to choose life, sir.
Choose life. Mysteries of the Bible, no other place. Choose life. This has been another electrifying segment of Mysteries of the Bible. The time is now. Choose life. And with that, I want to bid peace to everybody that's out there who's listening, to the believers and those that's going to come in. The time is now. Choose life. And with that, we say Godspeed.
But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery.
I want you to understand, it's a mystery.
We speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. These people, it's a mystery. It's a mystery.
Because it is given unto you, read on, to know the mystery.
Mystery, even a mystery, hid from ages through history. Generations, but now is made manifest to his saints, the nation, victory.
You're listening to Mysteries of the Bible.
Now, since Mysteries of the Bible has been on the air, our main goal was to establish truth according to God.